Hi, my name's Jack Stilgo. Welcome to the next Demos podcast. We're joined today by Jerry Hassan and Charlie Timms, who collaborated on the Glasgow 2020 project a while back, which ended up being a book. Jerry has just ducked into the office, so we're leaping upon his back and asking him some questions about the project. So, Jerry, tell us a little bit about the project itself.
Glasgow 2020 came about. There's a variety of reasons. There was city reasons in Glasgow, and there was wider reasons about cities and about the future, and lots of issues about things about public agencies, public engagement, and what it was trying to do was through a set of events look at how you could engage with people in a way that was quite open-ended. About the future, that really tackled some deep questions about people, and used the idea of the stories people told about their city to look at what kind of future they wanted.
It was basically the first attempt anywhere in the world to imagine the future of a city through storytelling and through the public imagination.
I mean, that's one of the fascinating things about this project is that rather than just being a research project or a thinking project, this was very much a kind of a doing project, wasn't it? A kind of disrupting and actively engaging with the hope of, I mean, what, developing a new level of thought or getting institutions to think differently? I mean, what was the kind of top aim?
I think one way of looking at it is when boardrooms and corporations and big organisations do futures exercises, they're essentially trying to ask, they're trying to answer two questions. One is what's possible, what could happen in the future, and the other question is what do we want, what's kind of desirable. So it's kind of what do we want to happen and what could happen. And I think we tried to take those two questions and turn them into exercises and projects that we could use across the city, which would actually resonate with people and connect with them and how they naturally thought about their city and the future of their city. So the question about what kind of could be possible kind of became storytelling and the use of stories. We ran a big competition for people to submit different stories with creative writing students and then across the whole city, but also to think about the desirable in a kind of accessible public way. We created a wish campaign and people could submit wishes for the future of the city, which they could sort of put on like on cards, and they could submit them through the website. So we ended up with this huge taxonomy of things that people imagined and things that people kind of hope for.
So there are obviously lessons for Glasgow for this that you're pointing to there. What are some of the wider lessons? I mean, some of the conclusions about public space that might inform how other cities imagine their futures.
We ran 38 events, and we never once, I certainly never once, I don't think anyone in the project did, mentioned the word futurology, because this is not a project about thinking about the future as like experts, elites, secret hideaways in the mountains. It's saying that the first step in imagining a better future is people doing it themselves. So it's a fundamentally democratizing notion of the future.
Yeah, I think there may be two things to say, about the general legacy of the project. One is that we were trying to tell like kind of the non-institutional story of the city's future, and we were trying to feed that back to the institutions, which have quite a grip on the city. I think it'd be slightly counterintuitive for the legacy of this project to be a series of recommendations which would be like instituted by the council or a Glasgow-based quango. The hope for the project is that it will, and we have some examples of it sort of inspiring like other projects. I think if there's like one generic kind of legacy of the project which applies to all cities, it's that this project was a search for like a third space between like people's everyday lives and kind of the institutions around them. And I think that space is a space that we need to grow like in cities across the world. We need to find a way of creating a new commons in cities. We need to create more tools that people can use in their everyday lives that give them the power to shape the places around them.
I mean, would you suggest that this is what council should be doing? Should they be going out and doing mass imagination exercises of a weekend? Or is this for organisations like Demos to do? Or I mean, where does all this fit together for the future?
If you try and overclaim the value of projects like this, then you might say, well, these projects are like the future of democracy, and they just fundamentally aren't. This was, I think, you know, on reflection, this was like a cultural project. It was about different kinds of cultural expression. It was never, ever going to be about equitably representing everybody in that city, although we did try and engage as many different groups as possible. I think there are many different ways that those kinds of exercises can, you know, filter through to you know, the policy-making process.
If you want to find out more about the project, there is a Glasgow 2020 website.
Basically, how people with power www.glasgow2020.org. I don't see any difference between the coalition
the became a publication,
of people and organisations we put together in Glasgow 2020.
Free from effectively what a think tank website. Does.
Check it out.
I mean, like, Charlie, thank
if,
you very
if you're
much.
Engaged in you Jerry, know, thank you knowledge and in politics, the space between saying something actually changing is very hard to see, but it doesn't mean that isn't there. And I think the more people that can be involved in that process, kind of the better.
If you want to find out more about the project, there is a Glasgow 2020 website which you can visit at www.glasgow2020.org. The project became a publication which is called The Dreaming City, which you can download for free from the Demos website. Check it out, read it.